It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not bad, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Lots going on at the moment.
A lot going on.
As is always the case. But we're going to talk a little bit about Hokairangi this morning.
Yep.
So that's the recently announced plan to reduce Māori in prison from 52% to 16%. So Corrections Minister Calvin Davies has said that access to culture is a fundamental right. Prison should not exclude people from this right. What ways is Hokairangi going to ensure that this right is upheld for Māori?
Well, it's just the way that things are done on a day-to-day basis. But also, the minister is particularly focused on involving whānau more as a key way of improving rehabilitation within the prison system. And that's something he's already identified, that that greater connection to whānau will make a big difference. And so generally, also the strategy just takes a te ao Māori world view. And look, that's just something that hasn't occurred within our prison system to date. Some of the detailed work he wants to still design together. He's already done quite a bit of work, which has included working alongside Māori staff already in the correction system, those who are in our correction system as well, and their family. So it's already informed on the experiences people have already had. But it basically seeks to change on a day-to-day basis the way that we're working within the correction system.
Certainly, it's going to be a radical culture change. It's a massive, massive thing to undertake. How do we measure that kind of culture change? Because that's something that I guess hasn't really had a historical measurement attached to it.
No, and that's a really good question. In fact, I've been asked mostly about, you know, will we be only measure of success? Would this just be the, you know, either the overall reduction in the prison population? And yes, I mean, that is obviously something everyone's seeking, but also the proportion of Māori in our correction system. Well, that just relies then on what we're doing to try and prevent recidivism, people's return. There's a whole lot that we need to do up front around trying to prevent Māori moving into our justice system in the first place. But when it comes to those other measures, what the minister's already said is that he wants to work together with others in tracking what kind of accountability measures they want, how we'll have, you know, objectives within corrections that we can then measure ourselves against. So that's an area where he still wants to do a little bit more work, but he acknowledges that that's going to be key.
A big one, yeah. Do you think that this plan will make a difference for relations between Māori and the Crown?
Yeah, look, I know there is work for us to do. And look, that's obvious by the conversations that we're having about oranga, tamariki, about corrections. And, you know, even I'd add into this the debate and discussion around Ahu Mātou. Now, we do have, you know, tough issues that we are facing as a young nation. But what I'm committed to is that we are going to do things differently. I said that from the moment that we formed government. And that means that in the likes of corrections, you'll see that we've got a minister who wants to do things differently. He's also entered into partnerships with, for instance, some of the work he's doing with Waikato Tainui and with others. And the same is happening in Oranga Tamariki. We've already got three partnerships there, again, one of which is with Tainui, that's prevented several hundred children going into care. The issue for us is doing more of that and doing more of it in a way that Māori feel that there is that genuine partnership there. It is going to take us a bit of time, but I'm very willing for us to keep having those hard conversations. That's the only way we're going to change the way we're doing things.
Certainly. Well, let's talk a little bit about the government's new plan to prevent homelessness. There's been $54 million allocated to help vulnerable people, those with mental health, addiction, domestic violence issues, to stay in their tenancies. So this is a focus on housing first before dealing with those issues. Is this a philosophy shift for your government, and what prompted that?
Yeah, and evidence, really. There was the last government had started a little bit down the track of housing first, but we've really come in right behind this philosophy. So the idea, and there is a good evidence base behind it, is instead of firstly, trying to get away from the idea of just solely focusing on emergency and temporary housing, that the way to give people stability long-term is to put them into stable long-term housing straight away. And then you deal with whatever other issues might be going on in someone's life who's been chronically homeless around that. So then you deal with those, any mental health issues, any drug or alcohol addiction issues, any financial issues, but you house first. And it's really intensive. We've funded an additional 1,000 places in the last budget of these. And these, keeping in mind, these are for chronically homeless, so those often that you might see as our rough sleepers. But it works, and it works because I think of that stability. But one of the things that's been raised by people, for instance, who work on the front line of this issue, they've said that once housed, they've still got some clients who, even 1 year, 2 years in, might have certain events in life that mean that they then their housing becomes unstable again. So we've put extra funding into something called sustaining tenancies. It's all about trying to get in front of that so that we don't have people fall back into homelessness.
It's certainly definitely a huge thing, that stable housing. So it's great to see some money going into that as well, as you're saying, based off evidence too.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, let's quickly talk about the primary and intermediate principals who've accepted a deal that takes pay parity with secondary school principals. Do you have any thoughts or hopes for this settlement?
Well, I mean, this obviously off the back of the agreement that we've reached with the primary teachers, so that parity issue is something really important. It was achieved for the primary teachers some years ago, but then lost over a number of negotiations, and so restoring that parity has been the basis of that agreement with teachers, and now we have that with principals, and that's of their base pay. And there's also a pay increase each of the 3 years as well. You know, ultimately, though, I think overall with our teachers, you know, I think everyone would agree we want to raise their status. You know, there's some, you look globally, there's some societies where you know, teachers are just revered for the role that they play. And of course, pay is only one element of that. But I do think as a country, we have an appreciation for our teachers. We just need to keep doing more to kind of lift their status. They play such a huge role in the future success of our country.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Munch.
Hey, we'll speak to you in a fortnight.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Have a great day, everyone.
You too. Bye.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.